And then verse 12, but before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. Now, who's he talking to here? Well, he's talking to the nation Israel. And that's another feature of the age. The application is for them. But you will also find that Christians were to be persecuted. You find that later on. He made it very clear in his ministry. Our Lord did. If the world hated me, it'll hate you also. If you're a follower of Christ, you're not going to win any popularity contest, I can assure you. Now, we have here again the same thing that's broken out. It broke out in Germany before World War II. Let me read this. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents, brethren, kinsfolks, friends. Some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair of your head perish, and your patience possess your souls. Now, this is given specifically for the 144,000 who will be indestructible during the time of the Great Tribulation period. And that has not been true so far. All of those great ovens and the camps in Germany testify to the fact that millions of Jews were put to death. But the 144,000 in the days of the Great Tribulation, when the suffering will be more intense, will be indestructible. Now, will you notice what he says? When ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Now, what is he talking about? They said, when shall these things be? One stone not left upon another. Well, that took place in the days of Titus, the Roman, when he came to Jerusalem in 70 A.D., and he besieged the city, and that's just a small miniature picture of what it's going to be in the last days. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. I'm of the opinion that some of these men who saw the destruction of Jerusalem just a few years after this, about 40 years afterward, I'm sure that one turned to the other when he looked over the battlements of the walls of Jerusalem and he saw the banners of the army of Titus, the Roman, down there, and all the legion's flags unfurl. One turned to the other and said, you know, this is the day that he talked about. And that was fulfilled then. They were to do then what they're to do in the Great Tribulation period. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let them which are in the midst of it depart out. And let not them that are in the countries enter therein. See, in that day, the idea was to get out of Jerusalem, because what happened in Jerusalem was fearful. Josephus tells us about it. Mothers ate their own children. They had to take the dead and throw them over the walls of Jerusalem. They were dying like flies. May I say to you, what a picture this was that he's giving to them here. And it's a picture of the last days. There are those that say, well, this could never happen again. It happened once, friends, and that's a matter of history. He said it was going to happen, and it did. He says it's going to happen again. You know something? I believe he's right. And it looks like that he might be right the way things are moving today, by the way. Now he goes on to say here, these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. He told them that when they said, his blood be on us and our children. My, they were scattered. Titus put them in slavery. They built the great Colosseum in Rome, by the way. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. It was, friends. You can't escape the facts of history. They shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Now I want to call your attention to something that is, to my judgment, the most amazing thing in the world. For 1,900 years, from the day that Titus entered that city, they have never been able to get the Gentiles out of the city of Jerusalem. They've controlled it from that day down to the very present. Now, I'm not going through the history of that today. It's very interesting to go through. But I want to call your attention to the present day. Isn't it interesting that in our day, that though they got control of the city, they could not get the Gentiles out? Why? Well, the holy places are there. And where do you find the Jew today who has Jerusalem? He's digging down at the Wailing Wall. He's going down instead of building up. And there stands the Mosque of Omar. And there stands the churches that are there. The Gentiles are still there, my friend. Our Lord says it'll be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. I've watched that for a long time. Isn't it amazing how accurate the Word of God is?